Books and Arts. Dresden's Green Vault. Ocean's 8 on the Elbe. Thieves make off with bejeweled treasures from a storied collection.
In the 18th century, Augustus the Strong competed with Louis XIV, France's Sun King, to assemble Europe's most extravagant jewellery collection. The Elector of Saxony, who ruled over Poland and Lithuania, probably triumphed in the end. He gathered multiple sets of exquisite artefacts, made of diamonds, rubies, sapphires and emeralds, a haul that was supplemented by his successors. The collection represents a kind of world heritage, reckons Dirk Sindrum, director of the Green Vault Treasury in Dresden, a Baroque city on the Elbe which houses all the gems. Or it did until recently. In a swift pre-dawn raid on November the 25th, at least two, presumably diminutive thieves, entered the Green Vault's jewel room through a small hole they had made in the iron grille of a ground floor window. They had apparently disabled the museum's alarm system by setting fire to a nearby electrical distribution hub. Inside, they smashed a glass showcase with an axe and grabbed roughly 100 pieces from three of the jewellery sets, including several diamond brooches, a string of pearls, a duelling sword with a diamond-encrusted hilt, and the star of the Polish White Eagle Order. Security guards alerted the police, but by the time they arrived, the thieves had fled. The presumed getaway car was found burned out in a nearby underground garage. One of the collection's greatest treasures, the 41-carat Dresden Green Diamond, is safely on loan to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York for an exhibition about the splendour of European courts. But the missing pieces could be worth many millions of euros. "We are devastated to hear of this theft," said Max Hollein, the Met's director.